we dive right back into reality radio, what brings us here every Wednesday, 8 to 10 a.m. And this week, we get the pleasure of speaking with Brittany down at Embrace. Brittany, how's it going today?
It's going pretty good.
Oh, sorry about that, Brittany. I had you muted. What was that?
I said it's going good today. How about you?
Doing fantastic. The funny thing, by the way, is that I had you muted for me, but the people heard your answer. It was just I was the only one who couldn't. Funny how radio works when you let somebody like me run the hardware. But, Brittany, you sent me a little bit of a sneak peek at what you wanted to discuss this week. And yet again, we've landed on another incredibly important topic, and one that there are some unique challenges to discussion, and that is that men can be survivors too. Of course, those familiar with Embrace know that you guys focus on survivors of sexual assault and other intimate partner violence. And immediately a lot of people think, yeah, women who need help can get it from Embrace, but that's only half the story, and let's dive into that.
All right, so today I wanted to talk about a group of survivors that we don't always hear that much about. And I wanted to touch base today about men who experience domestic or sexual violence. And when most people do hear the words domestic or sexual violence, they think about a woman as a survivor. And because of that, men who experience violence can sometimes feel like there is not a place for them in the conversation.
Of course, and that's just it. And one thing that stands out to me is that, at least from my perspective, Brittany, and this is just my opinion, but it seems like when I think of what stops me from discussing the things I need to discuss, it's often myself in many forms. Of course, it's informed by society and the expectations that I think other people have, whether they actually do or not. But for me, the barriers are mostly internal because of what I expect externally. Again, not super accurate. And that might describe the women's experience, too. But what are some of the unique challenges for men who have survived intimate partner violence or something similar?
Well, I think that it can be hard for men to reach out because there still is a lot of messages in our society about what it means to be a man. And some of those stigmas are men must be strong, handle things themselves, don't show vulnerability, don't let somebody hurt you or control you. So imagine how difficult it can be for a male experiencing abuse to say, I'm afraid of my partner. And how difficult it can be for a male who has experienced sexual assault to say something happened to me that I did not consent to. He might wonder whether anyone would believe him. He might worry that people will laugh at him. He may question his masculinity or question how he let this happen. He may even question himself if it even counts as abuse. Sometimes people have a hard time putting a label on that. And these are the kind of barriers that I wanted to break down.
And those are not the same necessarily, but there's a lot of overlap between what anybody might go through, frankly. You know, there are unique challenges to each individual situation, and there are unique challenges for men that women might not encounter. But there also absolutely is a lot of overlap there, right? There's societal pressure. There's individual pressure. You might even have a friend or family member who minimizes it. Not that that's necessarily common, but it does happen. But would you say that it's fair to say there's quite a bit of overlap there?
Absolutely. I just think that in a men's situation, I think a lot of it goes more unreported.
That tracks, absolutely. And on top of that, I mean, the amount of sexual violence that may happen to anybody versus the amount reported, it's I don't want to use the term frightening, but it paints a pretty stark picture of how difficult it can be. And, you know, people might ask questions, why don't you just tell somebody? Well, because it's not as simple as just saying some words. You've got to organize your thoughts. You sometimes have to break down your own misconceptions. Why don't we start from the beginning, though, if you will? What can domestic violence look like for men?
It looks a lot like the same that it would for a woman, you know, but violence knows no boundaries, and at its core, violence involves patterns of power and control, and abuse is not just physical, and I think in men's situations, I think it's more of emotional threats, intimidation, financial isolation, monitoring someone's phone or their whereabouts, destroying belongings, using their children against them, or in certain instances, sexual violence.
Absolutely. So, and I mean, that's, I think of, you know, who I immediately think of is, and not necessarily a great example of everything fantastic in humanity, though it's not my place to judge, Shia LaBeouf comes to mind. He's been in the headlines recently for some troubling actions and some issues that he might be creating. But a couple years ago, he was in the headlines for issues he was experiencing, and it was absolutely centered around sexual assault, around non-consensual sexual encounter that he had, which had a pretty extreme effect on him. Would you say that is not a good example, but I think you get the idea. Is that a fair example of what kind of situations might arise?
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So what can we do as men to help each other out or to help ourselves out if we encounter this kind of experience?
Well, I think one thing I really want men listening to know is you don't have to know exactly what to call your experience before you reach out. You don't have to walk through our door and say, I'm a survivor of domestic or sexual abuse. Maybe you're not sure. Maybe something just doesn't feel right. You might be feeling controlled, afraid, humiliated, pressured, threatened, or unsafe, and you can always start there. You can talk with an advocate about what's happening without having to put a label on your experience. And how our community can help is the way that we respond. It really does matter. If we want more male survivors to feel comfortable reaching out, we need to respond more with compassion. Phrases like, I believe you, you did not deserve what happened, how can I support you? Those are all great starting points.
Well, and also if there's, oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
So if there's one message I hope men in our communities would hear today, is that is embrace is here for you too. And you don't have to fit a certain image of what a survivor is supposed to look like. You don't have to wait until you're in crisis. You don't have to be ready to leave a relationship or report what happened. You don't have to decide whether what happened to you was bad enough to deserve support.
You don't, and if I may, you don't even have to be sure of what happened to you. Brittany, to me, to the outsider looking in, it honestly seems like one of the most valuable things you guys can do is helping somebody work through that experience. You won't necessarily tell them that what happened to them was X, Y, or Z, but you absolutely have a list of helpful questions for people to figure out for themselves what they've experienced and then move forward based on their own decisions and without judgment, right?
Yes, that's basically what advocacy is. You know, we're just here to support that survivor and help them identify, you know, whatever their experience is and find a way that works for them.
Now, Brittany, in this kind of situation, that, I mean, you and I are not actors in this type of situation we're describing. You, of course, are a support person. I'm just a normal person here. But even I know that one of the things that would help a lot, it can be really tough, but one of the things that would help a lot is speaking up when you see other people minimizing the experiences of male domestic partner violence and sexual violence survivors. It's a weirdly frequent topic of comedy and humor and casual conversation. And again, I don't know if Embrace would necessarily tell you, hey, tell people to pipe down. But I'd like to take a moment and say, hey, big shout out to everybody who's ever checked their friends. It's a really hard thing to do, but I think it's one of the things that contributes to that environment of quiet. You know, I don't feel like I can speak up about what happened because I've heard people laugh about it before. Is that a barrier you guys run into?
It is, yes.
And again, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I support people who are, you know, and it, again, it's super tough to do. But at the end of the day, if you're asking yourself, well, I don't want to speak up because I might lose a friend. If your friend is laughing about the experiences of sexual violence survivors, well, I leave it up to you to determine the quality of that friendship. But I hope people feel more comfortable speaking up, and hopefully people are able to be checked without taking it personally, because, hey, we all make mistakes. We all might make jokes that we don't appreciate the significance of. I think it would go a really long way if we changed the general tone of conversation around this topic, because like you and I have both mentioned from our own perspectives, society is a bit of a barrier here. Society is how we exist. It's what we need, but it also comes with its problems. And one of them is how people in these situations end up treated. Brittany, what would you urge people who are males who have experienced something that they're not sure of? What might you urge them to do? How to reach out? Who to call?
They could talk to somebody that they trust, or they can reach out to Embrace, because no matter what, no one deserves to be controlled, intimidated, physically harmed, or emotionally harmed. So if you are being hurt by someone, there are options available to help you create a plan and to be prepared and safe. So Embrace is here to help, and our 24-hour crisis line is 1-800-924-0556.
All right, I'm going to flex the last name. That's Brittany Griepentrog with Embrace. I'll do that because I can get it right, and I'm sure you've had people who get that wrong before. But Brittany is just one of the many fantastic people who's ready to help anybody. Even if you're not sure what it is you've experienced, Embrace is there to help you. Brittany, let's finish up just chatting about what exactly Embrace does. It's pretty well covered by what we've mentioned, but if you had to give somebody a one-sentence description of Embrace, who are you guys?
We're a nonprofit organization, and we provide free and confidential services to individuals and families who are impacted by intimate partner violence.
Now, as anybody can tell, you've said that sentence a few times before, but one thing I'd love to point out is, without knocking anybody who is supporting people in this position, there's really nobody like Embrace in the area, because you're not going to push people toward any particular outcome or choice. You don't try to make choices for them. You don't tell them what needs to happen. You give them possibilities. You give them suggestions. You give them what support they need. You tailor it to them. And if all people need to do is vent about what they've been through, you guys are good for that, too. That 24-hour crisis line is 1-800-924-0556. Brittany, on behalf of the community, thank you so much for what you do, and thank you from my side for giving us some time on 98Q today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We'll chat with you again soon. That's Brittany Griepentrog at Embrace. For survivors of domestic partner violence, sexual assault, anything like it, if that is you or somebody you know, Embrace is there to help. The 24-hour crisis line is 1-800-924-0556. The Price County office phone line, exactly the same, 800-924-0556. Get a hold of them and ask them what you need to ask. Get the support you need. And thank you once again to Embrace for what they do and for some time today. Coming up on 9:30 here, we've got one reality radio guest remaining, scheduled for 9:45. So, hey, let's squeeze in a couple more of those country songs we love so much. I'll get a true classic up here, so give me requests if you'd like them. And a brief reminder, our phones are down right now. They don't ring, and we can't tell who called. We don't have caller ID available. So if you try to call us, we probably won't be able to answer. Therefore, please leave a voicemail. We can return calls. We just struggle to answer them right now. And maybe even better yet, text me your question or your need through the Civic Media app. But heads up, if you hit the call button on the Civic Media app, it'll connect you directly to my studio phone, and you might end up live on 98Q Country. So leave a voicemail, call our normal station line at 762-3221 if you have to, but leave a voicemail if you do, because we probably can't answer. Stop in person if that's possible, if you're asking perhaps about a shopping show certificate or something of that nature, or just stop in anyway, because we're happy to chat in person about whatever you need. But the phones are down. Leave a voicemail with 98Q Country. Reality Radio continues after this.